Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What's up lately at Up TV? That's the Uplifting Entertainment channel. For one thing, expecting a new series on tap tonight. More from Up TV Unscripted senior executive Timothy Kuryak, who joins me next. More than a year after Primo TV premiered, this English-speaking network for Latinos and the rest of society is a few hours away from launching its first scripted series. Pilot 305 follows a group of Miami folk led by YouTube personality Giselle Torres. She and director Angelica Torres, yes, it's a mother-daughter deal, will settle in later this hour from the Sun and Fun capital of the world. Also in this mix, Steven Spielberg tackles hate on Discovery, Kobe Bryant Plus, our classic trivia question this week, and our show to know is... Over there. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the New York Television Festival and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Great to have you with us this Friday afternoon, 49 degrees at the top of this hour here in the Big Apple. We welcome you again to the program All About Television. So wonderful people are coming your way over the next hour, and we invite you to be with them by picking up the phone and dialing in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have our chat room open as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and guest 223 is already in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. The instructions and other people can be live with you. Timothy Kuryak from Up TV, live from Los Angeles, after these news notes. In a rare documentary TV undertaking, Steven Spielberg will collaborate with Discovery Channel on Why We Hate. This six-part series will explore the human capacity to hate and the capacity to overcome it. The program will debut next year and be distributed globally to over 220 countries. Award-winning nonfiction filmmaker Alex Gibney will join Spielberg as an executive producer. There will be at least one original series when ESPN Plus launches next Thursday. That series is Detail, a pro basketball playoff analysis chronicle featuring former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant. The five-time league champion will host and write Detail through his Grandy Studios venture. New episodes will run throughout the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals. Universal's Cable Productions Unit has organized a film lab venture to find new TV series groundbreakers. Entrants have until May 18th to submit a short film up to 10 minutes. The filmmaker selected will get FaceTime with UCP executives this summer to make a series proposal. UCP will determine what projects will a development deal by September. Film management company Ground Control will partner with UCP on this lab. Two quickies for you. Tiffany Haddish and HBO are joining forces on Unsubscribed, a comic exploration of female blackness in development. Haddish will be executive producer if HBO greenlights this effort. And Telemundo will launch its Spanish-language miniseries on music superstar Luis Miguel April 22nd. 10 episodes will be produced. One thing for all the sports fans, as we speak, Tiger Woods in his second round at the Masters and down in Augusta, Georgia. He bogeyed the first hole. He's been steady on par ever since. He is now playing the fifth hole. He is still 2 over par. The projected cut line right now, the coverage on ESPN, is 7 over par, and he is currently 6 shots back of the leaders, who are at 5 under par. Actually, 7 shots back of leaders who currently are at 5 under par. And that is news notes and sports notes for today. Now joining us live from Los Angeles, the Senior Vice President of Unscripted Development and Production at Up TV, Timothy Kuryak. Timothy, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. Let's talk first about the show that's on tonight, Expecting. What's that program all about?
Yeah, we're really excited about Expecting. You know, we're launching a new strand of programming sort of under the umbrella of life's biggest moments. And there's nothing really bigger in life than bringing a child into the world. So Expecting follows expectant parents, some of them having a child for the first time. Some are having a second or third child under sort of extraordinary circumstances. But what makes this show different than other shows you've seen in this sort of area is that everything's been self-shot. You know, you can imagine that the people that are having kids these days, they grew up where video cameras were sort of ubiquitous in their life and they had sort of all their moments filmed. So now that they're going through these various life stages and having children, they've sort of turned the cameras on themselves. And so they've documented this process, and we sort of, with the production company, carefully edited them together to sort of show a very real, authentic take on someone's journey into parenthood.
What kind of cameras did they use to accomplish that end?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What kind of cameras do they use? Do they use body cameras? Do they use micro cams? Do you plant them around the house?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, they use everything from, you know, their iPhone cameras or some sort of Android phone camera to GoPros. Some couples are really well-versed in video shooting, so they have drones. I mean, some of the shots we get are pretty incredible, but a lot of the stuff is just, you know, shot on their little iPhone that they carry with them everywhere.
Rick, we have our friend from Philadelphia just went into our chat room. So, Rick, welcome in. If you have a question or comment, get into the room and make the comment there. Or give us a call, 646-652-2906. How long had your network looked at doing a program like this?
I mean, this show has been in development, you know, about a year or so. We actually started off with a pilot to sort of see if this, you know, a production company called E1 pitched it to us a while back, and we did a pilot, you know, about a year ago, sort of seeing if this would actually work, you know, because on some level we were sort of concerned that, you know, as we looked at all this footage, would it cut together properly? Could we tell a good story? And the pilot actually worked quite well. We ordered more episodes. We ran 4 in January to sort of see how our audience would respond to it, and it did quite well, growing each week. And so now we're launching 10 new episodes this week, but it's been sort of a long gestating process. Sorry for the pun. But it's been really interesting because at first we thought, you know, there can't be that much footage out there or couples that are doing this. But one great thing about people having babies is that people are keep having babies. So doesn't we think we run out of people to sort of tell their stories? New people pop up and they're pregnant, about to have a baby, and documenting the process.
When you were saying E1, Timothy, you're talking about Entertainment One, the production company that's really become like a mini-major TV studio.
Yeah, I mean, they've been great partners. You know, I mean, they do everything from, you know, big drama series. But, you know, we have worked with their production company that it started off in New York. We have an edit facility in Vancouver that crafts these stories. And we just have an amazing team that is able to tell these very personal stories, you know, which even though they're very small for these families and the people that are going through it, but they really resonate with our audience because they're just so real and authentic. I think, you know, when you think about it, you know, if you were shooting this like a TV show, like, you know, a lot of the other reality shows, a crew would come in at a certain time and they'd, you know, follow the people around for the day. And people can be guarded when they're being filmed by a camera crew. But when the person behind the camera is their loved one, you know, they're much more open, they're much more free, they're there 24 hours a day. So we always get great, you know, unfiltered access to these people. And, you know, they'll also be the first ones that will say to their partner, you know, like, put the camera down, I don't want to be on camera right now. But, you know, we capture all that, which makes it very fun and authentic.
How are the couples or the families picked? Do they have to go through a submission process through you or through Entertainment One, the producers there, to get on camera?
It's been a variety of ways. You know, our casting team at E1 has done a great job of sort of, you know, scouring the internet, finding people that are putting these videos already on YouTube or other social media channels. But we also have a casting website, you know, at uptv.com/casting, where people can go and actually apply to be on the show. So it really is a variety of ways that people can be featured on this show.
The program we're talking about is Expecting. It's the newest original program of UpTV, the Uplifting Entertainment Network. And you can catch it tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. We're speaking with Timothy Curiak. He is UpTV's Senior Vice President of Programming Development and Production in the area of Unscripted TV. He joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour. And if you have a question or comment for him, make that call, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04, my name, Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia in the room, also guest 223. Coming up Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have any news that breaks out of that U.S.-China TV conference taking place here in New York at Manhattan Center on West 34th Street. We had even you, who is the head of the organization Global Entertainment Industry Summit, who's putting that conference together on our show this past Monday. Also, Nick TV, the international programming fair that takes place in Cannes, France, will be underway this weekend. Any news that comes out of there, the impact to television, we'll bring it to you as well. Plus, we'll have a new classic trivia question of the week that will be attributed to Stephen Bosco, who passed away over a week earlier last weekend, or early last weekend. So tune in and be part of the program. That's on Sparkly Televised next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio or the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And coming up on our program next Friday, we'll meet a former TV critic at the Los Angeles Times Entertainment Weekly who's come out with a fascinating new book about television and its impact on women. It's called You Play the Girl. We'll offer that, by the way, as a Classic Trivia Question Prize later this month. We're talking about Karina Cacciano, and she'll be with us live a week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Once the couples or the families were picked, did, let's say, the man take turns with the women in terms of using the camera to get the shots, or did it basically like, all right, one person takes it all, no matter what?
Really, each episode is very different. You know, sometimes one person in the couple has sort of, you know, taken on the role of cameraman and really documents it. A lot of times it's both couples sort of sharing their experiences. You know, one person can be sort of, you know, telling us how they're feeling and a little confessional. Then they'll, you know, hand the camera over to their partner. It really depends on that couple and their story. You know, we've had a great diversity of stories and people that are filming themselves in different ways. So, you know, each one sort of comes with a very different, you know, perspective.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the stories that are covered on this series in terms of diversity, whether it's in terms of the experience of having the baby or the circumstances by which the baby was born?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we look for a variety of stories to tell because obviously we want each show to feel a little bit different. You know, but we have, you know, sort of the traditional story of a clueless couple who finds themselves pregnant for the first time and really doesn't know what they're doing. There was another couple who were sort of practicing abstinence before they had a destination wedding, but then, you know, had a little accident and found themselves pregnant. Another interesting story is a woman who is deaf. And so following her through the pregnancy process was very interesting to see how she communicates with her doctors and nurses and things like that, as well as, you know, teach how she's going to sort of teach her child sign language so that she can communicate with her. You know, again, we look for all these sort of different kinds of stories that, you know, reflect sort of the ways that people are getting pregnant these days. We have some in vitro stories. We have one story that's really fascinating where a couple has adopted an embryo and had it in place, placed in the woman. So she gave birth to an adopted child, if you will. So we literally just try to find those kind of unique, interesting stories that show the very different ways people are having kids these days.
So the episode that featured the deaf parent, how was that handled? Did you use subtitles at the bottom of the screen? Did you let the sign language go as is? How did you handle that particular situation?
We did both. So we had, we obviously saw the woman signing, but then we also added subtitles below, or sometimes her husband translated, or when she was at a doctor's appointment, she had a translator in the room who helped translate what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. What's the most surprising or the most unusual circumstance that is covered in this series?
There's one couple, I forget the odds, but they had twins once and were pregnant again with twins, which I guess is a very, very rare circumstance, and the odds of that happening are like 1 in 70 million or something. I could be getting that wrong, but that was one that certainly stuck out to me, that they, you know, sort of found themselves in a situation where they had twins once, were having twins again, and were surprised by it both times.
Timothy, when you have all these different couples, all these different circumstances, putting themselves on camera, what kind of quality control is there to make sure that the pictures are good enough to be presented to the audience? Is there a certain process by which you you get the pictures, whether it's from an iPhone or from a GoPro, and make sure that the technical quality is good? And also, is there a certain time when the cameras start rolling? For example, let's say 2 months before pregnancy or 3 months before pregnancy.
Answer those questions in order. You know, the great thing about, you know, phones these days is that the video quality is really pretty incredible. So, you know, most people are shooting stuff in high definition. So we really haven't had a problem with, you know, video quality or anything. I mean, I think on some level, sometimes we actually want it to look a little bit worse than it is because it sort of adds authenticity to it. Sometimes when things are shot too well, people almost have a tendency to believe that it's not real. But, you know, we do have a little bit of a screening process to make sure that the video quality is there, the sound quality is there, you know, and that's done in sort of the initial casting process. But once it sort of gets to me, we've already established that, you know, they have good quality footage, good audio, and we can sort of tell a story. And the second part of your question, sorry,
is do all the families involved, do they have to start shooting at a particular time, let's say 2 months before pregnancy or 3 months before?
Yeah, no, actually, it's funny, you know, one of my big things when we first started working on this show, you know, and in the pilot process, we learned pretty quickly that if you start off right away with sort of the couple announcing that they're pregnant, on some level, you don't care. You don't know the couple that well. You don't know their story. You don't know who they are, where they are in their journey. So with all of our couples, we actually want to get to know them before they've even contemplated getting pregnant on some level. We want to see and hear how they met, you know, see them get married and sort of just see how they interact with each other as people, because like any show, you know, or any novel or something, you need to fall in love with the characters. You want to like them. And therefore, when you do find out they're pregnant and you hear about their journey, you're more invested in them. So it's actually important to us to actually have footage of the couples, you know, before they even have gotten pregnant. But then once we've established that, obviously we want sort of moments throughout the pregnancy, you know, and some of those key milestone moments, whether it's, you know, finding out they're pregnant for the first time, getting confirmed by the doctor, you know, having a gender reveal party. You know, we definitely want all those beats that are the sort of those highlight moments, you know, in someone's pregnancy journey. But we also want those, you know, sort of off the cuff moments when, you know, a pregnant woman is like, all she wants is ice cream, you know, or they're trying to put together the crib for the first time. Those sort of small moments are just as important as those bigger moments like the gender reveal.
You're hearing Timothy Kuriak. He is Senior Vice President of Unscripted Programming Development and Production at Up TV, the Uplifting Entertainment Network. And their latest original program premieres tonight as a series, Expecting. It was tried as a pilot, a couple of sample episodes. Now it's going series tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Up TV. Tony Jones is live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom Appledown from that other coast known as New York. Joining you live on Blog Talk Radio and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you have a question or comment for our guests, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, use the number, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Remember, if you're a newcomer to our program, we've had a lot of great episodes so far this year, 2018, and you can find them anytime you like at blogtalkradio.com/televised, that's our homepage, or go to the IR Radio Podcast Network. You go to irradio.com, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you're in. Also, you can go to iTunes.com and Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you online. Timothy, it's been quite a while since we've heard about what is happening development-wise at Up TV. What else is in the unscripted bag at your network?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, we're doing this new sort of block of probing called Life's Biggest Moments. So we're really focusing on, you know, those moments in people's lives they want to savor and share with others. So, you know, we have Expecting, which sort of follows, you know, childbirth and becoming parents. One show we're really excited about that's coming up in June is called Our Wedding Story. You know, I found these two filmmakers who are videographers for weddings many, many years ago, and I tried to convince them to do a show for me when I was working at TLC, and they turned me down. But when we started doing this programming at Up, you know, I contacted them again, and they've agreed to do a 10-part series for us that sort of follows people getting married. And again, sort of like Expecting, you know, we're sort of trying to tell it in a different way. And with that show in particular, these guys, the way they shoot weddings is just absolutely beautiful. It almost feels like a feature film. And the way they tell people's stories is just something that's really unique and different than what I've seen before. And I think also reflects how people are getting married differently these days. A lot of wedding programming out there sort of follows that traditional model where it's the bride's day and the parents of the bride are paying for it. and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, couples are getting married very differently these days. It's more of a journey that the two of them are sharing. It's, you know, equal part bride and groom. And a lot of times the wedding is reflecting their story of how they met or how they fell in love or their interests. And so this show, Our Wedding Story, that we're premiering in June, I think reflects that as well. You know, and we have stories that are taking place, you know, someone's backyard wedding to a destination wedding that happens in Fiji. So that's one thing that's another show that we have coming up that we're really excited about.
Guest 246 just joined our chat room, so welcome aboard. If you have a question or comment, put it in the room or go into our phone, 646-652-2906. That number, by the way, is good anywhere to catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk. And one of your unscripted shows is a long runner, just celebrated episode number 100.
Yeah, Bringing Up Bates. Last evening we had our 100th episode, which was really exciting. You know, we're gearing up towards the end of the first part of season 7. That culminates in the wedding of Tori and Bobby, which have been sort of fan favorites in the series. And yeah, last night we had our 100th episode. We actually did a fun little sort of party atmosphere with wraparounds in the middle of the episode, where we saw the Bates family reminiscing about, you know, what it's been like to be filming, you know, these 100 episodes over the past couple of years. And we're looking forward to more things coming up. You know, that family always has stuff going on. We had 2 new babies born last week. You know, we have the wedding coming up. We have courtships that are coming. So there's always surprises and always big life moments with the Bates family as well.
I know that you handle the unscripted side of things, but one of the things that for years your network was known for was some very good family-friendly made-for-TV movies. You've done some mm-hmm. scripted series. You currently carry Heartland, which is the longest-running Canadian-produced family drama, over a decade on the air, and nearly a decade on the air here through your network in the U.S. You had a series called Date My Dad last year. Where are things going? I know, as I said, you are on the unscripted side, but can you give us a sense of where things are going scripted?
Yeah, I mean, we're focusing a lot of our efforts these days on the unscripted programming, but that's not to say that scripted programming doesn't have a place at UP. You know, obviously Christmas is a very big time of the year for us, so you'll always see new original Christmas movies on UP TV. You know, and we're always looking for great opportunities for other scripted programming. But right now we're focusing on the ones that, you know, fall in the Christmas season for us.
Mm-hmm. With both scripted and unscripted, with all the television festivals that are going on around the country, New York and Denver and L.A. and Manchester, New Hampshire and Long Island, and coming up is ATX in Austin, Texas, has your network thought about perhaps some sort of tie-in with any of these festivals to try to work with up-and-coming producers, directors, writers who might have some interesting concepts for you?
Yeah, I mean, we're open to all of that. I mean, you know, I go to a lot of these festivals and conferences, and, you know, we also scour, you know, the internet for interesting content. You know, as I mentioned, Our Wedding Story, these are two filmmakers who, you know, have a wedding business. And even though they were interested in doing television, it wasn't like that was their focus on doing it. But we recognize their amazing talent and the way they tell a story. And, you know, now they're shooting a series for us. So we're really open to working with, you know, newcomers out there and people that have a unique way of looking at things or unique angle on a particular subject or genre. So, you know, we're always happy to, you know, find new people and partners to work with.
And what kind of interest level is there from companies like Entertainment One? We're seeing all these new production companies pop up, but you're seeing also companies like Entertainment One and Fremantle and Sonar and so forth, who are now out to become major television producers, whether unscripted, scripted, or both. Have you talked with E1 about perhaps extending their relationship in some unique ways?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we always, you know, we love the partners that we work with. And, you know, one of the things with our brand and, you know, sort of uplifting television is that, you know, we want to work with people that have that same sort of attitude towards the program that they do. You know, I'm a big advocate and believer that you have to have fun doing this stuff. You know, we are providing entertainment to people. And I think when you have a cast and crew that are having fun doing it while making the show, it comes through in some way. So we want to work with partners that share that attitude and share that sense of fun and entertainment. You know, and that's not to say that no one doesn't take their job seriously, but I think that, you know, you have to have a good time doing it to make sure that the people watching it can feel that entertainment value come through. And, you know, with E1, you know, we've already expressed to them, hey, we love what you're doing with Expecting. Are there other areas that you can explore with this same sort of technique? You know, and the other partners that we have on, you know, bringing up Bates and some of our other shows, we're always looking at other shows we can do with them as well. But like I said, also open to newcomers like our wedding story.
The program is Expecting, and it's a brand new look at what birth is all about. You've never seen it quite like this. It all begins tonight, 9:30 Pacific time on Up TV. Check your local for where that network is available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, go to www.uptv.com. www.uptv.com. Expecting tonight, 9:10 Eastern and Pacific. Kennedy Kurak, the Senior Vice President on Scripted Development and Programming Production at Up TV. Thank you again for joining us. Good luck with the series and much, much more in the area of both unscripted and unscripted at your network. It's been great to have you on. Let's have you back soon, particularly when our wedding story is going to happen.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. The best. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Kennedy Kurak from Up TV joining us live from Los Angeles. Our Classic Trivia question segment comes your way, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com, an Amazon company. If you're a fan of Star Wars The Last Jedi, that latest SW film that came out to big box office over the holiday weekend, we're talking about the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, etc., guess what? It's now in audio form, narrated by Mark Thompson, and you can get it by a trial run through Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. There's over 108,000 titles to choose from, including a lot of Star Wars stuff, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And when you do that, you get one free audio book, you get a trial of the service for over a month, and you get great customer service because of Audible being owned by Amazon.com. In addition, not only do you get great audio of some of the best authoring books around, but also original radio programming as well, original audio work as well. So all you have to do again is get in on audibletrial.com/televised. Find out why audible.com can really transform the way you hear the world, because there, listening is the new reading. One more time, free book, free trial offer from us. Go to audibletrial.com/televised. That's time for our classic trivia question of the week. It is still in play through this weekend. We don't have a winner yet. And if you can get it before our next episode on Monday afternoon, you can win Stealing the Show. It's the new book by new Vanity Fair editor Joyce Press, who was on this program last month. Also, we have The Many Worlds of Krypton. It's the new comic collection from DC that's tied in with the new Sci-Fi Channel series, Krypton. Here's the question. What game show host narrated the opening episode of The Adventures of Superman? What game show host narrated the opening episode of The Adventures of Superman starring George Reeves? I'll give you a hint. Here's some of the game shows that he hosted. Concentration. Now You See It. Seven Keys. And, believe it or not, way back when, Video Village. Once again, some of the game shows he hosted, Seven Keys, Video Village, Now You See It, and Concentration. Oh, yes, one more, too. The syndicated Beat the Clock. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer before Monday afternoon, you will win Stealing the Show by Joy Press and The Many Worlds of Krypton from DC Comics. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in, so do it. simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you just missed the question a moment ago, don't worry, I will post it tomorrow morning on Facebook or on Twitter at my hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. But remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get in the game, and all the very best. You're listening to Marvin Televised. We have the program all about the two. We come back to Monday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up on Monday, we will have any news that comes out of the U.S.-China Television Conference taking place here in New York at Manhattan Center. Also, MIPTV, one of the two major international programming fairs taking place overseas. That will be happening starting this weekend. Any news from there that affects U.S. television, we'll bring it to you. Plus, a new class trivia question of the week, and hopefully we'll have a guest as well. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tamami Televised. And coming up a week from today, we will have the author of the brand-new book, You Play the Girl, from the Los Angeles Times and Entertainment Week and Salon TV critic Karina Chicano. That's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. We come back, we're going down to Miami, and we're going to check in on the first scripted series of a network that's only been around for over a year called Primo TV. The series is called 5 at 305. Co-star Giselle Torres and director Angelica Torres join us from the Sun and Fun capital of the world after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's over the Chad Benson Show for great news talk. Join Chad and guests weekdays, various times, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can catch the best of VTR 24/7 at YouTube.com, and you can get our show and other programs on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Welcome back to the Miami Televised, second half of our show this Friday afternoon. Simon Appleton with you live from New York, 49 degrees at the top of the hour. More great guests coming your way from Miami this half hour ahead. So get on the phones, be part of the action. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers can anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, or get into our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name, join guests 246. Guest 250, and Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia. You'll find that at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Coming up later this half hour, we'll have our show to know. It's a show that was done in 2005, and the first on cable by the late creator-producer, Stephen Boschko. But first, let's get to our next guest. Over a year ago, a new network came on the scene, first on Comcast Systems, now on others, from the folks at Bene, a network we've covered before. It's called Primo TV. It's a network that's aimed at teens and 20-somethings, English language, aimed at Latinos and the rest of us, too. And tonight, they will be launching their first scripted series. It's called 5 at 305. About five folks who want to make it big in the sun and fun capital of the world. And that is where we find our next guest live from that city. We have YouTube personality and co-star of 5 at 305, Giselle Torres. Hello, Giselle.
Hi, how are you?
Very fine, thank you. And also joining us, the director of the series, who just happened to be Giselle's mother, Angelica Torres. Angelica, great to have you with us.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. And Angelica, let's start with you. How long has this series been in development for?
Okay, we started developing with Bene TV 6 months ago. They came to me bringing an idea to bring something completely new, to bring to the audience that they have that is 8 years old to 16 years old. And because I'm in touch with a lot of YouTube and all these social influencers live, my daughter is a singer and a YouTuber, and also I'm working with a theater and TV all my life. So they call me and say, hey, please bring us some idea that we can put together all the new generation of social influencers to the traditional TV. So we came up with the idea to bring a new TV series, a style sitcom with the five kids, five young teens, living the life in Miami.
Of all the networks, Angelica, you could have worked with, why did you decide to work with MA and their spinoff network, Primo TV, especially since the network has only been on for about a year?
Well, I think Primo TV is bringing something new. It's based with will be in English, but it's Latin people doing it. So that is something that is a reality more here in Miami, in a lot of places now in the United States. So it's very, very good for us to bring this point of view of the kids, very real because it's and actual because they live all the social platforms, all together, bringing a very actual point of view of the kids.
Giselle, talk about what you've been doing with YouTube. How long you've been with YouTube, and why did you decide to join your mother in doing this?
Well, I started YouTube when I was 9 years old. I was in this group called Give Me Five. My mom organized it with two other friends, and we would do songs, like bilingual songs, would upload music videos. But we never really thought anything of it. It was more like a hobby. And then once we went to the X Factor, we went to the X Factor in Latin America, we got to top six. And then ever since then, like, the channel has been going up. And then the two girls decided to leave the group. So ever since I was 11 years old, I've been going at YouTube by myself. And now I have close to 2 million subscribers and over 800 million views. And I think the idea of producing, like, of doing this series and being able to be a part of this is something amazing, because ever since I was little, I've done musical theater, and I'm also an actress. So I thought it was going to be cool to be able to combine all the things that I love into one show, because on the show I get to sing, I get to act, I get to do a lot of things that I love. So I think it's something super amazing, and I thought it would be a really great experience.
By the way, did you bring the dog with you? Who's the dog, by the way? Got a great dog.
I'm sorry?
I love the dog that you have with you. I'm hearing the bark on the dog, and the dog knows how to bark on cue also. Who's the dog?
Oh, yeah, he definitely. Yes, yes, his name is Fluffy. He loves
Fluffy,
being on camera.
Board. What do you hope this series does? What would you like to see this series do and make an impact on not just young Latinos, but also all teens, all 20-somethings?
Well, I think what we want this series to do is we want that people and teenagers to connect with our characters, to be able to look at us and being able to be like, oh, like, I'm just like her. Or maybe they see me sometimes struggle to get an audition or struggle to do something, but at the end, like, I get to solve it, you know. And that sort of, like, gives teenagers hope and following their dreams. And I think it's really important that teenagers see, they follow the people. Because I feel like TV plays such a big influence on kids and teenagers' lives, because they want to be like the people they see on TV and they follow their steps. And I think that's really important to set something positive and to always give a positive message to the teenagers.
Well, speaking with Giselle Torres and Angelica Torres, they are co-star and director of Primo TV's first scripted series, which premieres tonight. It's called 5 at 3:05. It's on tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on that channel, which is the Spanish channel of DME, which is the Spanish language channel that's carried by many public television stations on their digital subcarrier multicast channel. We've had DME on the show a number of times over the course of our run, and this is the first time we've had Primo TV involved in our series. And Giselle and Angelica join us live from Miami this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Apgar will be live from New York. Delighted to have you with us. 49 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guests, don't be shy. Get it in at 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04-Beningas 246-250. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, already in the room. Angelica, I saw some clips last night of the series. And the first thing that came to mind, I don't know if you ever saw this, but back in the 1970s, WPBT, the public television station in Miami, did a show called K-Pop the USA. It was really a groundbreaker for that channel and for public television. It was a situation comedy about a family in Miami, a Latino family. It was done on videotape. It was done before a live audience. It ran several years. First, it ran locally on PBT, then nationally on PBS stations around the country. And it seemed, in watching your show, it's on videotape, it is before a live audience, I really got that K-Pop the USA flavor. I don't know if you ever saw K-Pop the USA, but I'm curious, Angelica, if that was a little bit of an influence in how you did the show.
Well, I didn't see it because I'm from Mexico. I moved later, so I didn't see it, but definitely it has to be really close to, because this is the life that they are living here in Miami. And the kids, very important that the actors, they are really bringing too much from their own personalities to the show. So we're building the characters about them. And it's very cool because it's very real. And it's I think this is why maybe you feel like close to that show.
How did you pick both the actors and the writers for your series? And were there certain things you were going for, both in terms of casting the series, but also casting writers that you wanted to see have a particular vision or a particular point of view, particular emphasis on what you wanted to showcase in the series?
Okay, the first thing was to find the right writer, because we needed to find somebody who understands the language and the social influencers, you know, the language that how they talk now to the audience, that is more organic than regular scripted shows. So we knew that it has to be somebody that knows sitcom style too. So what I was looking for writers who does a comedy on YouTube too, somebody young. So we found one young guy, very talented, Joe Cabello from LA. And I requested a pilot. We love it. And the BME TV love it too. So that's it. I called him, listen, Joe, I think we have 26 episodes to start working like now. And it has been a great experience because we are building, for every episode, we're building all together the characters, the storyline, and the kids, the actors, they are helping to the stories too. So it was really, really a great experience. And about the actors, I have five teens. Some of them, they have experience on TV. Javi Luna was in a Disney Channel in Latin America, in Violeta. I think it's one of the biggest shows in all the world from Disney. Also, I have Kristen Hart, who was in one show, Nickelodeon. Yeah, also, Fernanda de la Garza and Alejandro Quintero, they have been with me, working with me in acting and music. So most of the kids, I knew them, so I called them. I say, I think this is the five different characters, five different personalities, and great, great kids, very talented. They sing, they act, they do everything. So I put together, and we wrote the stories about them.
Does that make the process of all of you and the cast coming together, connecting quicker? And also, let's talk about that first. I mean, how fast did it take for you and the rest of your cast to, gel as a unit?
Well, I knew most of the cast before we were in this project. Most of us have done... We were in the company of my mom, which is Broadway Musical Theater. We've all been doing musical theater since we were little kids. And so I've known them for a while. I've actually known Alejandro because we were both on The X Factor together. And I knew Javi Luna because I met him in Mexico while I was doing concerts there. And I didn't know Christian, so I guess all of us coming together, I feel like this show definitely brought us together more because we identified more with our characters. And we just became like a family to each other, seeing each other every single day, waking up early, going to set. I feel like learning our lines, sometimes it didn't even feel like we were acting. It felt like we were just being ourselves, like we were all just hanging out on a day. So, yeah, I feel like it was just a really great experience. And I didn't think it took that long to join together. And yeah.
You know, it's one thing, Giselle, to do videos, which basically you produce the video, you do the video, it's you. It's another thing to do a program like this in front of a live audience. And a live audience really can be a great barometer of how you're doing. If you saw Jesus Christ Superstar on NBC this past Sunday night, one of the reasons that that program really got going and really clicked with people was because you had that live audience reaction, which wasn't in any of the NBC live theater shows like Peter Pan and Sound of Music. There was no live audience, so the performers didn't get feedback. They didn't get a sense of energy. So I'm curious, what was it like for all of you to be on that set, to have the live studio audience as you're doing each episode?
I think that, we definitely always had – like a few people on set always watching, and like, I mean, we would every time we would get a script, we'd always laugh super hard because all the lines were super funny. And I feel like we were always surrounded by people who always brought a bunch of energy. And every time they said cut, you know, we were super excited to start the scenes over and over again.
And you know what is the most important, Simon? That these kids, they have a lot of background in musical theater. So this is not as a regular scripted show, as you say, it's with audience and everything. So it's very fun because they start sometimes making more of the scene. They're enjoying and they're having fun when they hear that the people are laughing. So it's like a one take the scene, and it's no mistakes. They have to make it up, make it happen, and it's really, really fun for them.
Angelica, this is, of course, a show about five teenagers who live together. They all have certain goals they want to pursue in their lives. In Giselle's case, it's to be a singer. In other cases, it's video games or whatever. What kind of situations did you put these characters in, and you and your writers?
What kind of situations? Well, we always try to happen, you know, funny, really funny. Yes, Giselle can help me with that.
Yeah, like, well, I guess what she and the writers would do, basically they wanted to connect with our personalities in the real life, like how I'm a singer, and they would always put qualities, how I'm always writing songs, going to auditions, trying to find singing gigs. Christian's more like the diva of the house, so he's always the one, like, always taking care of his face, doing like the amazing skincare. Javi's like the more natural romantic because that's how he actually is in real life. And I guess they gave like different qualities of how we are in real life to the actual characters so that the people who are watching can actually connect with us.
We've got the people from a new series. It's the first scripted series on Primo TV, which is just over a year old. It's on Comcast cable systems, other cable systems around the country. The program is called 5 at 305, co-starring Giselle Torres, directed by Angelica Torres. It's a mother-daughter deal among the cast and crew. And Giselle and Angelica both live live from Miami this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Appleman with you live from New York. Good morning, with us Friday afternoon, 49 degrees at the top of the hour. Your question or comment or meeting if we have with Giselle and Angelica, don't be shy. Ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up before we're done this half hour, we'll have our latest edition of A Show to Know. In honor of Stephen Boschko, we will highlight a show that is now available on YouTube that was made 13 years ago and for its time was groundbreaking, called Over There for FX. That's coming up shortly. Angelica, if you get a sec, first of all, how are you and Giselle promoting the program, given the fact that Primo TV is still not available universally around the country?
Well, I think the most organic way that we can do it is through her audience, that she has a very strong audience here in the United States, in YouTube and Instagram, and also Javi Luna, he's very strong too. So we're trying to bring that audience that they are more in the social platforms than in TV, in the regular TV, because as everybody knows, now the teens, they are always hooked in the social platform. So this is the way that we are now trying to bring that audience to the traditional TV.
Mm-hmm. You know, I usually ask this of creators or producers of television programs, but I'll ask you, if you get a second season on Primo, how would you like your character to grow? What kind of situations would you like her to encounter?
Well, I think that she should maybe encounter, because I guess in the first and second season, she's more like struggling to get the audition, struggling to, you know, follow her dreams and become a professional singer. So I think maybe, you know, in the second or third season, for her maybe to actually reach a point where she actually gets an opportunity to fulfill her dream, maybe in LA or maybe fulfilling doing a show, her own concert, an album or something like that. I think that would be super amazing for the character, especially because she's been trying super hard and she's working hard every single day. So I think it's time for her to get something.
mm-hmm. By the way, Angelica, I'm wondering, are you working with a lot of people, whether writers and directors, in, et cetera, in the Miami community, the Miami TV production community?
The writers, they are in L.A., and here I'm working, Ruben Ferrer and me, we're working with them. It's a team of three or four writers in L.A., so we're working together in every script.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know, Angelica, this is a very special situation because this is the opening scripted effort for Primo TV, and hopefully there'll be many more to follow. But we're also, you're coming aboard as we're seeing a number of shows that are aimed at Latino families as well as the general population. You have One Day at a Time that Netflix just renewed for a third season. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a wonderful show with Justine Machado and Rita Moreno, who I hope will get an Emmy nomination for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. For her work on that show. And last week we showcased a program on Netflix, another show called On My Block, dealing with teenagers, including Latino teenagers in South Central Los Angeles. I'm happy to say that people are really starting to discover that program because of its realistic nature and very natural nature. What do you hope is that your show will contribute to in terms of trying to encourage more programming like this, more scripted and maybe even unscripted shows like this that deal with teenagers like Giselle, like Latino teenagers, like teenagers of color?
Okay, first of all, this show is not really showing like a Latino kids. It's more the diversity, and it's a reality right now, at least in Miami, LA, or New York, that everybody almost speaks Spanish or speaks a different language. And we're not focusing in, it's like a Latino style. Even that we have one boy that he just moved from Spain to here and he struggled a little bit with the language. And it's the funny thing that we play a lot with how he understands or says the things. Also, it's another boy from Venezuela that is starting the college here. But it's not like a Latino style. It's more like the real kids from different countries living their regular lives as a regular teenagers in United States. And also the comedy style is really very like the regular American kids here or the regular everywhere, because I think we're breaking all the frontiers. The kids, they are young kids that they are joining the social platforms, and doesn't matter if the kids, they live in India and Africa. Giselle has a fans from all the world, and she speaks with everyone. So I think this is the most important thing that we need to understand, that now it's not only Latino, it's not only Europe. It's like all the kids that they have reaching everywhere now. So we're trying to find a way that is the same now in everywhere. So this is the idea that I think maybe we can make a little difference.
In other words, diversity is universal, and that's the way it really, really ought to be. The program is 5 at 3:05, and it begins the scripted television debut of Primo TV, available around the country on cable systems all over the place, including Comcast cable systems in various locations. The program begins tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Check out the list for where Primo TV is available in your area on cable. For more details about the program online, go to www.primotv.com. That's www.primotv.com. 5 at 3:05 tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Giselle Torres, Angelica Torres, co-star, director of the series, thank you all very much for coming. Congratulations on getting this series off the ground and putting Primo TV in a whole new great arena. And hopefully this will be the beginning of a wonderful long run. It's been a pleasure to have you both with us. And all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Giselle. Take care. Have a super weekend. Good luck with the premiere tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simon. Bye.
You're welcome. Giselle Torres and Angelica Torres joining us live from Miami. And now, our latest edition of Show to Know, where we highlight a program that is worth your while to watch, and you may not know about it usually because it's either not well marketed, promoted, publicized, or falls under the radar screen of critics and journalists. As we mentioned earlier last weekend, Stephen Bosco, the brilliant creator, producer, a program by NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, et cetera, passed away at the age of 74 from leukemia. And we spent a lot of time on Monday's episode reflecting on his career. And one show that we did mention was a very groundbreaker from back in 2005. It was Bosco's first series for cable, and it's called Over There. He made it for FX, And here's why it was groundbreaking. Until this program came on the air, if you wanted to do a show about a war, it would take a long, long time to get on. For example, World War II wasn't covered until the 1960s with programs like Combat, The Gallant Men, Garrison Squirrels, and The Rat Patrol. MESH, the Korean War, took another 20 years to get that show off the ground from the 1950s when the war actually happened until 1971. And, of course, became one of the all-time great comedy dramedies in TV history. And then in the 1980s, the Vietnam War finally came alive with shows like Tour of Duty and China Beach. Well, over there was the first television series to actually deal with a conflict that still is a conflict, the Iraq War. It deals with a tour of duty of United States Army soldiers in Iraq, but also deals with what the home front, the people they leave behind, are also dealing with. When the show came on, it got rave reviews. A lot of people called it one of the best shows of the season. But unfortunately, after 13 weeks, the show did not get an audience, and it was canceled. And when it was canceled, John Landgraf, the head of FX, said something very special, which was, it's not the fault of the writers, it's not the fault of Stephen Bosco and his brilliant co-creator, Chris Gronow. It wasn't the director's fault, it wasn't the cast's fault. Everyone made a great program. It just didn't get the audience. Nothing wrong here. That's just what happened. But here's the great news. Thanks to YouTube, you can now see that series, all 13 episodes, on YouTube.com. Or if you have a smart TV set, smart device, if YouTube's there in the area that way, you can see it too. Again, the program is called Over There. It's a remarkable television series, and I think really just as groundbreaking a series as any from Stephen Bosco. So check it out. Over There on from FX. 2005, now available at YouTube and in some markets on smart TV sets and smart TV devices at YouTube as well. If you have an idea for a show to know feature, is there a TV show you like you think deserves more attention? Well, let us know. If we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We want to hear from you because, of course, as you know, what you say matters, and we do appreciate the effort. And by the way, speaking of online blogging, we talked about a moment ago in our interview, we're showing you know that since last week's interview with co-creator Jeremy Happ, we have had over 250 replays, and the Facebook following of that show has really grown. It was around 16,000 when we had Jeremy on a week ago. It's now, it was 22,000 on Monday. It's around 26,000 now. So if you want to hear that episode, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That goes for all of our recent episodes, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Or you can go to iTunes.com, go to Apple TV's iTunes podcast app if you have that device, or go to the iHeartRadio podcast network, iHeartRadio.com. Coming Monday at tomorrow, televised. Any news that breaks from the U.S.-China TV conference going on that day at Manhattan Center? We'll also have any news breaking from this TV, the International Plumbing Fair, that takes place in Cannes, France. And we hope to have a guest as well. And don't forget, next Friday on the program, among our guests, we'll have the author of the brand new book, You Play the Girl, Karina Chicano. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast on iTunes.com and the iRadio Podcast Network. And again, if we have some thoughts from you, we would appreciate it. So either use email, Facebook, or Twitter, UBC Simon, WBT, whatever way you communicate, it's all appreciated. Again, what you say matters. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants, not those of Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. Our production associate BTR is Candace Williams. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sondo, the executive content producer. The co-founders of Enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about this brought to you by Audible.com, an Amazon company, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, coming your way this July. Audible will transform the way you hear the world. But tomorrow, we'll be talking about I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our guests for being here this past hour. Have a fantastic weekend. If you're celebrating Passover, have a great rest of your Passover. One more night to go, one more day to go. Make it work. We'll all be back on Monday. If you meet the New Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio and the iHeart Radio Podcast Network. Be safe and great out there. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.